What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe. And I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
I want to play with pelicans from here to Baghdad.
And we're joined with our special guest, Wes Barkley.
Yes, sir.
Now, is it Barkley or is it Barker?
Barkley.
Hey, up.
Wow. That's an easy bat,
man. That was easy there.
Thank you guys for having me on, man.
We love it.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
One of the Swedish guys put a bottle of Aquavit in my hand. I don't remember much after that.
We're going to play the classic American game of who's that body hair. Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiven. Got you backing up in that John Cena what? That John Cena quote of the week.
Okay.
What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we'll leave a little room for cream. All that in this episode.
Wrestle cream.
Go, we're set. Oh, hey, everybody.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Did you watch any wrestling this past week?
Yeah, you're going to like it. You want to know what I watched?
You bet.
I've been a little, you know, my match counts have been a little low. I haven't been watching a lot.
I wasn't going to say anything, but.
I know. I've been disappointed in myself. So I said, I got to do something to, you know, spark again.
Yeah,
get that spark to get it going. So I watched a little Lucha Underground.
Oh.
One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I watched the first two episodes of that.
Wow, that's cool.
And one other match, but I'm going to save it till the end.
Oh, boy. What about you, Wes?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. I was clocked in this week.
What'd you watch, mate?
I want to give you a good one after that. The most Wrestle Cream thing I watched this week was probably Scotty Riggs versus the Giant, I believe it was.
Okay.
That was one of the matches I watched. I was on a Nitro kick. So
those are two
beautiful boys.
There we go.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of Nitro this week.
I gotta pop my dick, man.
Who is that?
Booker T.
Okay.
I didn't even know we had that one. Okay.
I just got it.
Is that new?
It's brand new.
All right. So you are getting old. We're pulling out all the stops.
I did watch the last Nitro, so that works.
Hell yeah.
That works.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
What's got you on the Nitro kick?
That was just my stuff, man. My stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, get back to what got me into wrestling as a kid.
I get that.
Yeah.
I wasn't a kid, but that's what I'm doing with Lucha Underground.
Thanks to that guy over there that's been clapping. Yeah. He gave me that golf clap. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
That's really nice of you.
He got the good seats, too. How did he get that?
Season. He does season tickets.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. But he's not a good guy. I wouldn't talk to him if I were you.
Yeah. Appreciate it from a distance.
See you, pal.
I just watched Dynamite, and that's it. I didn't really watch a whole lot of wrestling.
Well, peek behind the curtain. We're recording a little earlier. Normally we have a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
It's only been a couple days.
That's right.
But we had to.
Why move is that?
I watched Dynamite 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah? From where?
Yeah. Where were you watching from, mister?
Close.
Okay. That counts.
Yeah, that was close.
One way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you guys didn't really stop all the hot wrestling action.
No.
You know what? That's okay.
Yeah, you know, hey, it was a lot going on. I was taking it all in, brother.
Yeah,
you know?
Plus, you're not a professional security guy.
Thank you. Hey, look, where's the camera on me? Hey,
one of those.
Look, do you hear that? You hear that? Every time I go, am I allowed to swear?
Yes, please. We would
on
heard
a freaking.
Wow.
Every time I go on a fucking podcast, thank you. They ask me, oh, what's it like being a medic? What's it like being a security guard? I didn't get in this business to do that. I got in this business to be the champ. So, of course, I'm not a good fucking security guard.
Yeah.
I'm in that ring.
You mean it.
Thank you. Clip that shit. Put that on your TikToks. Let them know. I'm coming for that fucking belt.
We appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
You heard it here first, folks.
You would notice that. So thank you.
I'm getting
pissed about that. You know what I mean? Because you go on, they ask you about this and they ask you about that. They don't ask how Maserati Wes is doing half the time.
That's sick, man. I always wonder how Maserati's doing, you know?
Thank you.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yep. There you go.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. Have you actually wrestled in the last week?
No, I've been off the last 2 weeks. Yeah. It's something like a conspiracy against me or something. I don't know.
There's... Oh, my God. That drives me nuts to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, but I got a big week coming up this week. I don't know when this is airing, but I got the five Thursday. Shows over the next 6 weeks. I want to be busier, but Thursday. They're all good opportunities. If this is coming out Thursday, then yeah. J-Lit is Saturday.
Yes.
And the 20th, and that's going to be big. I'm really locked in and trying to get back to the top of the mountain at AIW. So excited for that. But, yeah, I've been off. It's like, what the fuck? So.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we're not fans of that stuff, man.
Book
yeah.
this guy.
Yeah, hey.
What are we doing?
The haters are out there hating, man. The algorithm's least favorite sick. Wrestler. That's what they've been calling
that's
me.
Good. That's a good, you should get on a shirt.
All right.
I like that.
Let's go. Let's get the designs. Creamers, get that design. Creamers.
I'm in.
That was slick.
I like that.
I guess we could go ahead and play the game now. Creamers.
You want to do the game?
We're going to play a game. We're going to have Wes Barkley here versus Sammy Daddy.
Okay.
In yeah. a classic American game right. of Who's That Body Hair? And the rules are that each of them will have their own turn, and they have to guess who the wrestler is by only seeing their body hair.
Oh, man.
If it's a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker with the buttons in the middle where whoever smacks yeah. it first goes. But if it's okay. not a tie... The winner is the winner.
Winner's
got it.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm in for this.
All right.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
Creamers, it's time for the game. Guess Creamer. Who's body hair with me.
And Maserati West. I guess it's only right. I get the body hair going. All right.
We're going to flip it.
Yeah.
You want mask?
I'll go blank. Mask.
Mask.
Oh.
Oh. I get to go first.
You're up first.
All right.
You want me in the shot? Am I good?
Yeah, you can stay there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll just stay here.
All
right. That goes there. All right. First one up.
Oh, man.
I think that's John Moxley.
There he
yes.
is.
Yes.
All right. 1-0. John. All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready as I'm going to be, brother.
You should probably write this down.
Oh, yeah. Keep track, brother.
Yeah, no, this is for real.
I hate to lose. Hey, all you dirt sheet writers out there, remember that. You could write that in your blog. I hate to lose. Yeah.
But he can beat me up, so I'll lose, maybe.
Ah.
All right, here we go.
Who do we got? Oh, good one.
I think I know.
I could make a funny answer. I'll give a real answer. Sami Zayn. But it looks like El Generico.
It doesn't look like it, but it isn't.
What do we got?
Yeah. Let's go.
Nice job.
Oh,
all right, 1-1.
We're back in the mix.
1-1.
Yes, sir.
Look at he's an expert at it.
Keep that on your clip. Okay, thank you, ladies. Thank you. That's like the sitcom.
Yeah, you're the special like, guest. The special guest that showed like, up.
Did someone say dinner?
Carlton, shit.
Hey, Carlton.
Carlton's here. Yeah.
Did someone say dinner?
It tastes like calm. It tastes like calm. It tastes like.
I know.
But shout out, hey, thank you, Urkel. I see you, Steve Urkel.
Next.
Oh, brother! Oh, thank God.
I don't
got
know.
That one.
That's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And
thank God you got that one.
I can't even get a clue.
There's you're out.
You're I don't know. No, I want to. Do I get a clue? No, no. I don't have any friends.
I guess you could have one clue if you want.
We can phone a friend, but we got to describe it over the phone.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Is it, I don't know. Player? Is it? Yeah. Is it a guy in like the pros or is he on the indies?
Well, that's not like. Hey.
It's hard to say.
Oh wow!
I'll tell you that he's been around for decades and decades.
I had a feeling that's an '80s brother.
Decades and decades.
That's an '80s dad.
He wrestled a celebrity famous.
We've all wrestled celebrities famously.
Oh,
is
brother.
That the Big Show?
I know who it is now.
Big Show? Giant? Whatever?
The chain is throwing me off. Oh thank
King.
God. I would not have gotten that.
That was good. That's a good one. That's a famous one.
Yeah.
I got that.
All right. So 1-1 still?
Yeah. The all right. chain. See, I was focusing
the,
on that,
the
too.
The chain.
I thought it was,
yeah.
Oh. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Wow. We're really out here. Oh, brother. I feel like I got a leak on this one, though. Right. I think it's Jinder Mahal.
Oh!
Damn. These are tough.
Oh, brother.
I think I'm gonna just see. I got to go quick because if I think about it too much, I go through. Is it Kevin Sullivan?
Oh, brother!
Come on.
That's Dungeon of Doom, Taz.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
Seth Rollins.
They are the same guy.
Brada. They are the same guy.
I got to focus on the body here. Not
right. I know. We're getting screwed by the damn accessories. Oh, man. That's me. Yeah. That's me, brother.
I would think this was set up. Right. It wasn't. No, we flipped the thing. That's nice. All right. You're looking good.
Thank you. 2-1.
Oh, man.
Who's that?
You're looking at me like I should know.
I think you can tell by the nipples. Knowing you.
I was trying to do the nipples,
study.
Too.
Nipple study.
Who's got nipples like that? This isn't the nipple game. It's the body hair game.
Right. And
I don't know.
The first time the body hair was wet.
The first time the body hair. Oh. I thought that was a clue, but it's not. No.
Own a friend.
So he did Seth.
Who's watching at home? They're yelling at their screen.
I know.
They know it. Just call us in.
Ronnie Two Legs is yelling at me.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Roman Reigns. It's not. I got nothing, though.
He wore that body armor.
I was thinking before that, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, what a pick, too. What a pick.
Good one.
That's a sleeper. Oh, man.
I know. I got this one.
That I want to.
I
know.
I got this one.
Oh, man. I think. Is that George Animal Steel? I thought it was Gorilla Monsoon for a second. George Animal Steel is my first wrestling memory, so it only makes sense that I got George Animal Steel.
You got yourself. You got that. Oh, you know
it. Oh, I got the leak on that one. I know who that is.
Albert. Yeah, Prince Albert. The nipples gave it away on that one, actually.
See, the nipple talk guy.
If that was him. A-Train, whatever you want to call him. What was his name in Japan?
Giant Bernard.
Giant Bernard, whatever. I know there's a lot of. He's got a lot of names.
Oh, come on. This is like they knew it was me. They knew it was me. Scott Hall. Because of the pose.
That's good. That's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Rest in peace, Scott. Oh, man. You're getting a tough
one. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of who has hair on him.
Right.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh.
No. Wow. Nice.
4-3.
Wow. Hey. Good doing business with you. Yeah, it was good. Shout out to Scott Hall. It's only right. Hey, yo. Yeah, get me in there, brother. Yeah. Rest in peace to Scott.
Welcome back, Creamers. I can't believe who won that one.
That's crazy how that happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies and a lot of hair.
I'm freaked out, man.
There was.
A lot of bodies, a lot of hair, but good competing.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Oh, man.
This is a book of John Cena. Yeah,
I'm not trying to sneak.
We got a picture.
Okay.
So that'll be in the thing. There's the pictures.
Oh, wow. That's
real time.
That's real deep.
John Cena painted that.
Man.
Really?
I don't know if that's true at all.
I didn't know he was a painter.
Well, now we do.
There it is.
Trying to help someone and trying to change someone are two different things. One can be highly rewarding to all involved. The other can be self-centered, controlling, and destructive.
Wow.
All right, Creamers.
Creamers.
It's time for Derek Dillinger's third time.
Yeah, third attempt
this
here.
Is his third attempt to tell us this big news he supposedly has. Take it away.
SmackDown on UPN was different. Do you remember when Mark Henry got played to the ring by the rap group 3-6 Mafia? Oh, my God. Talk about a pocket dial. Creamers, this is Derek Dillinger. And, you know, I don't even know what happened with this dolphin button. It's some crazy stuff. But you know what people say? People do say that, like, the third time is, like, a charm. So, like, these people say it. So, you know, the third time here must be the charm. Because I have some big news for you guys.
Wow.
Huh? Oh, well, yeah. What?
Is that happening in your thing too?
Yeah, I thought that
Derek,
was just me.
Derek,
you hear
yeah.
that? I don't.
We're losing him. Oh, we lost him.
Hello?
Oh, well. Is that a Cricket wireless ad? Come on, Derek. I thought it was. We're gonna get Derek's phone fixed.
Yeah, we'll try again next week, I guess.
I guess so. Then I guess we'll move on then.
Yeah, whatever.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
You ready for this?
You bet.
574 matches I've watched.
Oh wow!
For this year.
Hell yeah, man.
What's are you on, what you want to do your match count?
I guess I will.
Let me hear yours.
My match count is 674.
Wow.
Yeah, he watches a lot more than me.
Yeah.
What's your match of the week?
I didn't even know it was happening. That's how much I've been out of the loop. But right on, when right I saw on. That Dominic Mysterio was fighting I don't know how to say it right. El Viking de El Hijo
Vikingo.
Vikingo.
Yeah. Yeah,
you said it right on other episodes.
There
you
go. But I think about it too much and I don't want to say it the wrong way. Anyway, guess what?
What?
Dominic won and he's the AAA mega champion. And I just want to give myself a shout out because on episode 12.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
Yep. Yes, it is. On episode 12 of this great podcast.
I heard of it.
It was our predictions for the year 2025.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I predicted that Dominic Mysterio would be a world heavyweight champion.
Did. You got a point, man.
And you remember, don't you? Good I listened you. To it today. So
totally forgot about that.
That's locked in.
I did, too, until he won.
Well, I'm proud of you.
A lot of shenanigans, whatever, but I'm happy for him.
I'm happy
double
for him,
champion.
Too. Wes, you're happy for him?
Yeah, yeah.
Those belt Dominic.
There it is.
Hell yeah, man.
Dose.
My match of the week was Hangman versus Josh Alexander from Dynamite. It had a lot of hot action. I had the most hot action a guy could ask for.
Okay.
It had its ups, it had its downs, it had its peaks, it had its valleys, but at the end of the day, it was entertaining, goddammit.
That's all that matters. It was good, nice. Though.
Wes, what was your match of the week, huh?
It's going to happen this Saturday, me against Colin Delaney.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. They're going nuts. And I just want everyone to know that's watching this. I don't know what camera I'm looking in. He didn't put an applause sign up. They actually reacted
that.
So
yeah.
Thank you, everybody out there. Yep. Yep. So Saturday, I'm excited for that. So
so are we.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock. I'm excited.
We're doing it.
All right, Sammy. This is it. Sammy, Dad, you want to ask him some interview questions?
Let's go. Yeah,
we got the little bugger on the show. You might as well.
Yeah, if
you
are. Brother, I'm all yours.
No, we appreciate you being here.
I don't get paid by the hour. Get paid by the minute.
That's why we're paying it up here.
Yeah.
That's
like 1-800.
I know this is not ATT. This could bankrupt Russell really. Cream.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll
got
be
one.
Worth it though. I'll get you at least one clip.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. I don't
want me to go first.
You bet.
All right. So you hosted the Wes Barkley Food Review World Tour.
Oh, yeah, brother. Yep.
But you haven't posted an episode since 2023.
Yeah. Thank you for doing your research. This is already the best podcast I've been on.
Have you not eaten anything in 2 years? And if so, why?
I did do a 5-day fast the other week where I didn't eat anything. But no, there was some issues with a couple of those restaurants.
Yeah.
There was some feedback. So I did one review and I almost got hit by a car after because I gave them a bad grade. So I've been working on a security team to get
around. I understand.
Now that I go out when I go out in public to eat, but yeah, they will be back soon.
Okay,
that's a very valid question. See, where's the thing? Hey, look, all you pieces of shit out there that don't watch your sheets, if you know what I'm saying, the dirt sheets you want to call them. Let me look in there.
Get them.
Ask some hard hitting questions like that.
Yeah.
Why haven't I posted a food review in 2 years? Did I not eat? That's valid. It's not asking me. Fucking
yeah!
What fuck? I don't know. But you know what the dirt sheets are reporting?
Yeah, we don't like
Screw
that.
Screw them.
They ask, why are you a security guard? And this
is what I'm saying. I don't want to harp on old news. You already fucked that. But yeah. Ask me what it's like to be a fucking security guard. You should be asking me what I fucking ate in catering.
It's just
rude and unprofessional.
Oh yeah, let's
tell them, JR.
How about a food review of the catering?
Oh man, it depends what town.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's some different towns and some different meals.
Oh, they hook it up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I was eating. I had like a little steak, and there was some like crab ravioli that was smacking.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe Penn State or something.
Deal. There we go. Penn State. Good job on the catering.
All right. My question now.
Yeah, let's give you. Yeah.
Hard Wes hitting. Barkley.
Yeah, that's me.
Would you rather fight one Andre the Giant sized Hornswoggle?
Holy shit.
Or 100 Swoggle sized Andres?
Oh, my. That dude, that is like, back to what I just said. That is a great question. So it's one Swoggle that's Andre sized.
You bet. Yep.
And Swoggle's a bully. That's been out there. That's
I've
been
heard
reported.
That.
Yeah, I was just
so
reading
one,
it.
So he's already a bully now. So if he's Andre-sized bully,
yeah,
or a bunch of little Andres running around. How many of the little ones? 100?
100, yes.
Oh, man. And they're going to advertise it? Like, it'll be on a show, right?
You bet.
Oh, yeah. Right,
I think we do one. Man, the 100. No, just give me one. Give me one.
The one?
Because we got unfinished business. He threw me through a fucking door once, and I haven't healed since. And that was him at his normal size. So yeah. you get him that height, yeah, we got a rematch coming.
All right. You
great
heard it
question.
Here.
Great yeah. question.
You heard it here first, Creamers.
Put that on your dirt sheet.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Fuckers.
Sam? Yeah. Sam?
I'm pissed off at them now. Yeah. I can barely concentrate. But
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I'll get another one in here. All right. So we talked about some old videos of yours. Let's talk about new ones. You just started your blog.
Hey, look at that.
See?
Look, hey, ask me, where's the camera? Which one am I looking at? Hey, right have here, me look. Come on your fucking podcast one more time and ask me when I started wrestling. You think I want to answer that every fucking time?
We don't.
I want to talk about that. Someone that did their research. This. I didn't even leak out that I made a vlog yet.
Yeah.
And I got a new subscriber today. I got a feeling I know who the fuck it was.
Is that Sammy
just
Daddy?
Just go with it.
Yes.
Just today. Say it was you. Every day. You didn't have to.
I did.
Vlogging 1% better every day. Married to the game. Who told me that? I'm not saying.
So the name, I'm not stopping you. I'm not getting in your way.
Yeah.
But the name, as you just said, is Married to the Game.
Yeah.
Was there a prenuptial agreement?
Shit, there's been 3 divorces. I'm back, though. There's been 3 times where I said I was married to the game, but now I realized that we got a good relationship. There was, you know, there was some separations. There was some, you know, that's where you put in that keep them separated. But there was some separations, but we're back. We're back married. The tattoo, I'm just going to get it tatted right here. Married to the game. Great
like
question.
That. Thank you.
Great question. I never cheated on the game.
No.
Attaboy. All right, my
lawyer told me to tell me to say that.
Okay, well, good advice. We'll edit that part out.
No, keep that in. We need to get that.
Put it, repeat it.
Hey, that was him clapping. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, that guy, he's been through divorces too.
That's what I'm saying.
He gets it.
All right, if you had to describe your finishing move using only sounds that you would make at the dentist, what would those sounds be?
Well, great question.
Yeah, see?
Most of the time at the dentist... See, hey, if you want to get a clip right here, type it in. Look how good my teeth are. Wes Barkley shoots on the dentist. Why the fuck they always ask you a question?
I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Yeah. Hey, why do they always ask you a question when they put the fucking scalpel in your mouth?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Hey, how's your day been? Oh, really? Cool. Why are you asking me that? So, my finisher, if I did one, it'd probably be like,
Oh.
Because that's it.
That's all you're going to be able to say when he's done with you.
It's over.
That's it.
All right, Sam, your turn.
All right, I got a little word association. Oh. It could be one word. It could be more than one word.
Oh, yeah. We're shooting hard.
So
get the gun range out.
It's other famous Barclays.
Oh, all right.
So first is NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley.
Legend.
All right. Next is Super Bowl running back. Super Bowl winning running back, Saquon Barkley.
He got traded.
That's fair. All right, next is...
A lot of money, too.
MTV Europe Music Award winning duo, Gnarls Barkley.
Crazy!
Yeah. And my final Barkley is Big Bird's Shaggy and Playful Dog, Barkley.
I don't know him. I don't know him. I've never seen him.
I'll show you.
Big Bird...
You know Big Bird.
From Sesame Street?
You've seen this guy.
Yeah, Sesame Street.
I'll get you a picture.
Sesame Street kind of got sketched lately, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Someone breaking into shit. And yeah, I don't really go around Sesame Street anymore.
Or Sesame Street.
Oh, I remember that, dude.
Yeah, see,
he was cool.
Yeah.
He was cool. Yeah, post him.
You see that?
He was cool. If I had a dog, it'd be something like that.
So out of those four, who's your favorite? Charles Barkley? Saquon? Charles?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me and Charles could do some good business.
Well, you heard it. Chuck,
get me on TNT. I've been there before, brother.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bring him back.
Yes, sir.
What's scarier, a possessed ring bell that never stops ringing, or a referee who keeps multiplying every time you blink.
Oh, man. You know I like to bend the rules, so I need the least amount of referees as possible. So I'm going with the refs that blink. And I'm not going crazy-eyed Jones. So
we'll do it. This one looks
good. Yeah, do that one again. Look at it.
Because I can't go a whole match without blinking. You know, and everybody knows Maserati West needs his beauty sleep.
I've read that.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up, but
that was
not.
Good. Yeah.
You can tell.
These guys did their research.
That was all of my research, though.
Hey,
that was
it. Oh, okay. Cool, though.
Well, hey, please go again if you have something else.
I think I have two more.
Let's go.
I can see if I have something in the.
You come up with something? See. Those were great questions.
I'll come up with something.
Let's say every punch you throw is accompanied by a fruit being launched into the crowd. Which fruit would it be and why?
Oh, fucking watermelon. Gallagher on their ass.
Good choice.
I like
that.
Yeah.
That actually is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah, hey.
That was the answer.
Yeah.
And then finally, you said on your Instagram story that someone should change the record already. You're sick of hearing about 9/11. What did you mean by that?
Hey, you got the wrong Wes Barkley.
That might have been the dog. That might have been Barkley the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. That's all the questions we've got tonight, Creamers.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You have a room for cream.
Yeah. You know, 3/4 length t-shirts where it comes like below the elbow.
I know of them.
Yeah. I think there should be more of those. I think those should be in style a little bit more.
Okay.
I saw somebody wearing one the other day. I think I got one or two at home. I don't wear them enough. And I want to see more 3/4 length.
Put that camera on me again. Look, guys, you heard it here first. Yeah. If you haven't heard anything from this podcast, it's invest in 3/4 length fucking shirts. The stocks are going to go through the roof.
We're trendsetters.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. My room for cream is, I got a little thing right here.
Please give me it.
If a politician wants my vote, there's only one platform they need to run on. Every American should be given a free Game Boy of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I believe this is because, and this is true, I want one for free. And, No, I'm going to ask you boys.
You know what I would say? I'm just going to chime in on that. The world was a way easier place when everyone was playing Pokemon fucking Red.
Yeah. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
We talk about Pokemon.
And then, I don't know, what other handheld systems did you guys have when you were kids, huh? When I was a hot teen boy, I got the DS.
Yeah.
I didn't have that one.
I actually think I have every Nintendo handheld in my life.
I had a Game Boy Color, and I did that for a long time.
I had the flipper one, the one that opened up like a phone, like a Razor.
What is it?
SP?
Advanced SP.
I had one of those.
That's the best Game Boy there is, I think.
Yeah.
Does a Switch count? I had a Switch for a little while.
I mean, it is a handheld.
Did I tell you what happened with that?
No.
I got the Nintendo Switch, right?
Yep.
That was a spur of the moment buy, Father's Day, whatever, three years ago.
Yep.
And I'd play it a lot when we went to Vegas. I played it the whole flight. It was the quickest flight I ever took, all that. It was great. And I didn't play it for a while. And my son, he's 2.
Okay.
He would always take it out, and I'd go put it back. And he puts it back, take it out, put it back. He must have taken it out one time, and he put it in with the dirty laundry.
Oh, wow.
I washed the son of a bitch.
Hey.
Not the boy, the Switch.
Hey, wash your sheets out there,
please.
Keep your sheets clean.
But yeah, so I don't have so I'm done. No handhelds at my house.
Okay,
That was a sign.
Wes, you have a room for cream?
Whatever you want.
I mean, I wanted to just shout out Wrestle Cream for having me on. Literally. Hey, if you're going to fucking interview someone, do your research. These guys did their research.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got it, but there has been a couple unmarked vans following me around.
Well,
so I put 2 and 2 together.
We know people.
They hired a fucking private investigator to get the dirt on Maserati West. But that's better than these dirt sheets out here. Yeah. I could go on all day about the. All right, but either way, Jay Lit this Saturday. Be there, be square. Remember, there's no squares in my circle. And shout out to Married to the Game, the podcast, 1% better every day. It's going down. Check me out.
Check him out.
All right. And I want to point out that Derek Dillinger said that when you come on here, you're going to say that there's no squares in your circle.
Oh, wow.
He did say that.
He predicted it.
Yeah, he's good at that.
It only took us to the last hour.
We got.
How long was I talking about the dirt sheets? Like 20 minutes? I'm sorry.
It was a long time. My computer doesn't seem like it has a lot of storage.
You ran out of storage.
Yeah. I left.
Well, hey, man.
This is the Room for Cream from friend of the show, Ronald Deuces, Ronnie Two Legs.
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh. Hey, yo, what's happening, boys? It's your boy, old Ronnie Two Legs, back again. Real quick, before I get to my rooms for cream, I would like to dispel a few rumors.
I'm gonna pause you real quick there, Ronald. I see that, you know, for the creamers at home, this little guy sent us in two rooms for cream this week. This is the first one, and it's 2 minutes long.
Brother.
Oh, man.
Wes's was like... Well, it was actually pretty long, but he's the guest.
It went long, but we were able to
appreciate it.
But we're gonna move on. We're gonna listen to this
because we love it. We love it. Wrong with that?
Send it.
That we're going around last episode. I did not say that about Hot Joe's reading voice. He just made that up.
No, that's not true.
Probably.
God damn it!
I lie. Because I personally,
Excuse me.
Pause it for a second.
Pause.
Hey, survey. Did he say that last week? I said, live studio audience, did he say that last week? Sounds like we got our answer. Thank you, everybody out there. Appreciate it.
We appreciate that you have our back, and we honor you. So,
hell yeah.
Saying when I was writing in my rooms for cream, but now I'm gonna send him in voicemail, so you're stuck with that now. Second rumor I would like to dispel is that I somehow sabotaged Derek Dillinger's voice message or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, that certainly was not me, although I am a little upset with him for he's not coming with me. We got a party to go to tonight for a friend of ours, Dan. Old Derek has to go and be booked.
Wouldn't the guy that did it say he didn't do it?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's just me looking in.
He's a pervert, dude.
No, that's fair.
He's a sicko.
Hey, whoa.
Hello.
Tonight, instead of going to our friend Dan's party, and now I got to drive by myself.
Oh,
so,
man.
So thanks for that, Derek. But no, it was not I who messed up your voice message. Also, one quick rooms for cream. If you know, I have two first names. I know that was discussed on the last episode, but if you know, you know. And then I guess my other rooms for cream.
I had no idea that Two Legs was a first name.
I was going to say, though, I wanted to chime in. You guys remember Two Legs McGillicuddy? That had a good run. He had a good run.
Yeah. I actually heard that's who he was named after.
Yeah, he was a Harlem Globetrotter.
All right, well, I apologize.
But he was on the jobber team.
I take it back.
That still counts.
I don't remember what it was. I had a good one, and then I started talking about all the other stuff.
Seems like your fault.
So
your problem.
Shit.
There's still 20 seconds?
What else? What else?
I'm trying to think of it.
Jesus Christ, Ronald. Two.
All right. Well, maybe I'll call back, I guess, if I think of it. I don't know. Whoa. I had one, too.
Oh. They're turning on him.
That was an ad for 1-800-CALL-8TT. Thank you.
You want to hear Ronnie Two Legs' second one?
Let's hear what he's got.
I think he remembered. This is going to be him remembering it.
A little shithead says.
I'm excited.
Hey, yo, boys, back again. Ah, yes, I did remember now, real quick. We'll get real quick.
Another whole minute.
It is Tyler Breeze. Did you guys see Tyler Breeze on NXT? I know you guys are big double W. I love double W. That's Sammy Daddy. He loves WWE.
He knows.
Did you see NXT? Tyler Breeze came back.
I saw he was on there.
And what do you know? We're going to have Tyler Breeze at Absolute Intense Wrestling
on
September 20th at the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great show. Come on out to
Wes
the Roxy.
Wes already told us about this, but I guess you can steal his thing.
Listen to the show. I already plugged it.
He's a dummy.
Come on.
September 20th. That is a Saturday. We got two shows, two different sessions. 1:30, I believe, first show starts.
Talk faster.
6:30, something like that. Don't quote me on it. Two shows, daytime show, evening show.
Right.
Get tickets. Tyler Breeze, NXT, going to be there. He's in the tournament. He's facing Eric Taylor, Future Too Bright. So come on out. All right, that was it. All right, now too much of me already on this show.
Yeah, that's right. All right, bye.
I don't want to start any more problems or get you worked up again, but I didn't hear him bring up your name once in that whole promo.
Bro, right, brother. Tyler Breeze.
Yeah. Where's he? I see Breeze when I see Breeze.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wesley Breeze through the tournament. How about we call him that?
How about that? How about that? Who do you got in the first round? Do we know?
I got Colin Delaney.
Oh, yeah.
That's my match of the week.
I forgot. That's my
former WWE. Well, that was like superstar. 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you did the dirt sheet right.
Don't get me started on the sheets.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
And then we.
Yeah.
Fuck Charles, man. And now we.
Oh!
Not just wrestling. Eventually, the very rich will realize that the middle and lower class are their grassroots, and you can't just kill them off so you can get richer. Rich, 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 rich.